When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the hiatus between Batman and Robin and Batman Begins, the live-action world of The Dark Knight briefly continued through television with two offshoots of the 90s Batman movies.
One was the famous OnStar commercial starring actor Bruce Thomas. The other was the 2002 series Birds of Prey. Both reused the Batsuits from the Joel Schumacher films.
Many sources online, including IMDb, claimed that it was Bruce Thomas from the OnStar commercials who carried on to play the Batman in the pilot for Birds of Prey. But according to Mr. Thomas, that's not true, as he revealed in this interview.
I have to correct one thing. Birds of Prey is not me. Yeah, I know. I've tried to remove it from IMDb, but they're weirdos over there, and they don't listen to what even I have to say. So I've said it one other time on an interview, and I figured somebody would correct that by now, but they didn't.
So then comes the question, who exactly was in the suit for Birds of Prey? Well, Ben channeled Batman and did some detective work.
Indeed, and the answer is that it was stuntman Alex Daniels, who doubled for Val Kilmer and George Clooney in both Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. Alex Daniels' stuntman resume specifically lists him as Batman for Birds of Prey. Batman wikis also claim that Daniels doubled for Bruce Thomas in the OnStar commercials. If true, that would mean that technically, the OnStar Batman did play the Birds of Prey Batman, just not the one we think.
Case closed by the Bin Man. And a shout out to both Bruce Thomas and Alex Daniels. We'd love to have you on the podcast as well to discuss your work in the Cape and Cowl.
Big thanks to our research assistant Dan for gathering the visuals for this. Check out our episode this week on Who's the Most Heroic Batman, as we rank each live-action Batman by his heroism and compassion.
And you can join our $5 Patreon tier, where we'll talk more about both the OnStar Batman and the Birds of Prey Batman, diving into the heroism of the Dark Knight on TV.
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We are a little under $100 short of our goal for $300 a month. Join the Patreon and help out, and if we reach $300 a month, we will celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show.
And a deep dive into those red Speedos. And if we reach $500 a month, I'm donning the Nick Cage Superman Lives suit for a photo shoot. You know you want to see that shit.
You can also check out Batman 89 Shadows, an audio drama produced by Newverse Creative based on the Batman 89 comic series, adapted and narrated by myself. The third and final part releases this week. And if you're a fan of my writing, you can check out my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metamorphosis Magazine.
And please go to www.metalforce.ninja to check out my project for a Kickstarter film. Think of Stranger Things meets Power Rangers, but R-rated and bloody. That's Metal Force. The Kickstarter link is in the description. Donate if you can!
Thanks for watching, and as usual, tell all your friends about us.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.